Hello everyone, this is Vambis. I'm back. It's been a while, I think. So let's jump to the questions. What is beauty? Beauty, in my opinion, can be a lot of things. And you can see the beauty, you can hear the beauty, you can feel the beauty, you can touch it, you can feel it, you can smell it. So beauty can be many, many different things. But mostly people talk about something that is tangible, that is obvious, right? So, for example, they say, oh, that girl is beautiful, or that boy is handsome. So they usually see the beauty. But beauty is more than that. I think that they can feel it, they can smell it, they can touch it. And that's what I'm talking about. So, what is beauty, in my opinion? Beauty is something that makes you feel good. Something that you touch and you love it. Something you see and your heart starts beating. So I think that is beauty in my opinion. So what, who do you consider beauty? Ah, beautiful, beautiful. So what I consider beautiful, a person who has prestige, in my opinion, that person is beautiful. Of course, face is very important. The body, especially the body, is very important because I'm a fan of body. I take care of my body a lot. I would take care of it a lot. Right now, I don't, but in the past, I would do it a lot. So, body, since it takes a lot of work to create a very good body. That's why I choose body. If someone has a good body, I actually give that person a lot of respect, a lot of prestige, and in my opinion, that person is so admirable. So in my opinion, that person is awesome. I like that person a lot, and I think that that person is beautiful. So what does inner beauty means to me? So inner beauty, as I said, inner beauty can't be seen, and that's the true beauty. So inner beauty means morality. Inner beauty means behavior. Inner beauty means kindness. Inner beauty means love, caring, generosity. So in my opinion, if I help someone and that person is supported by me in some ways, maybe emotionally, maybe by giving some advices or different things like that, I can see, I can feel, I can hear the inner beauty of that person. And of course, I can represent my inner beauty. So I think that that helpfulness is the inner beauty that I can feel in myself and other people. So I love that part. Do you consider artificial beauty, cosmetic surgery to still be beauty? Why or why not? Yeah, definitely. I think it is beautiful. Some people, they just have some surgery, especially on your on their faces, to make themselves a little bit beautiful. So I don't think it's a bad stuff. But if you overdo it, it's gonna be unbearable. I don't like that. I don't like it at all. I hate it when people, they just actually create a new face. They just smash themselves and they again recreate themselves. So in my opinion, they're idiots if they do that. But yeah, one or two surgery, maybe it's not bad. And it depends how you do it. But if it's up to me, I like the natural stuff. If someone is naturally beautiful, in my opinion, the character is much more important. A person has a very good character. That person, in my opinion, is a very, very awesome person. So I give a lot of respect to that person because I see that character. The face, yeah, it matters, but the character matters the most because character can maintain a relationship, but face can't. You can actually become intimate with a beautiful girl or boy, but you can't maintain it because that person has no character. So in my opinion, that's the thing I take into consideration when I want to choose especially a partner. How do you feel about the emphasizes that people put on beauty these days? I think people, they took a lot of, you know, emphasizes to this actually issue. They always emphasize on being beautiful, especially girls these days, because as I said, the character is very important. But they don't care about the character anymore. They just take care of their Instagram page. They just want to make themselves beautiful, look beautiful. Hey, I'm happy. But they're not happy, they're not beautiful, and they just want to show themselves like that. So that's the emphasis that I hate the most, that people try to show themselves beautiful. So as I said, overdoing something is very, very bad. But right now, especially in Iran, we are overdoing it a lot. And that's terrible. That's really, really terrible. It must be changed. And I think especially between girls, because girls, they take beauty too much into consideration. And as a result of that, they lose their actually motivation, concentration, and they lose their lives. And especially boys, the boys must support girls, because these days they make jokes a lot. They say, the stupidest girl is much more attractive. So they create these kind of jokes, and they say crazy stuff, and they make fun of girls. And one of the reasons that the girls these days, they don't have much confidence is these behaviors from boys too. So everyone must change this attitude in order to actually change the whole situation. What would you tell your children about beauty? If I have a daughter, I teach my daughter to actually maintain her character. If I have a boy, I teach my boy to understand what true beauty is. Because as I said, facial beauty, this beautiful face or beautiful body or whatever, is just the outer part. This is the output that people can give to each other. But this something that is inside must be touched. And how we can touch people, how we can let people to actually understand us better. So through, the only thing I can say is through real understanding of beautiness. And that's what I will teach my children, to understand it better. And one of the ways is that to teach them to maintain their characters and find their inner vocation and work on it. So I talked a lot, I'm sorry. That was it, and these were my answers. I hope you guys actually talk about your own answers. I like to listen to yours. And that's it. Thank you so much. Have a good night. Bye.